blessed and I'm so glad that I'm back home once more. Yes, and I'm so glad that I'm back home once more. Well, I know that I've been a fool, but I won't make that mistake no
of wine, one drink of gin. Little girl put me in the shape I'm in. Come see me late in the evening after the sun go down. You know I'm just a stranger and I just got in your town. She's 18 years old and that make her grown. And you can't catch that kind of look, a girl at home kept coming late in the evening, baby, when the sun go down. You know I'm just a stranger and I just got in your town. She was doing a monkey in the middle of the floor. Come see me late in the evening after the sun goes down. You know I'm just a stranger and I just got in your town.
Listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Ah!
And you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host of the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from the likes of Marie Adams, this fine female vocalist from the 1940s. She'll be joining us talking about honky-tonks. Leadbelly, yeah, Huddy Leadbetter himself, with a children's tune, Blue Tail Fly, will be up around the middle of the hour. Plus, Buddy Guy will join us towards the end, talking about his bad life blues. Yeah, it's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Well, we hear first from Frank Frost and Sam Karn. This is off of the Blue Island production called Last of the Jelly Roll Kings. Here they are with the King Biscuit Blues. Frank Frost and Sam Karn here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Mr. Frank Frost! Come on, I can't hear you. Let's get him back one more time. Mr. Frank Frost, come on, Frank.
Thank you.
WRCT is supported by Rita's Italian Ice. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including their Italian Ice, made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 95 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Sunshine's every
There you have Otis Spann here on the Deep Blues Hour. That was Dust My Broom, recorded in 1964 on a Stax CD called The Windy City Blues, featuring Otis Spann right there. Plus, we heard from Larry Davis from 1958. There he was speaking about the Texas flood there from Larry Davis. All right. Stick around. Lots of good blues coming your way. We're going to hear next from Pine Top Perkins on the piano, some fine boogie woogie from 1992's Antone's release. Antone's being a club down in Austin, Texas, where I think Pine Top Perkins recorded this particular number. This is called Going Down Slow. Pine Top Perkins here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Fun. If I don't get well, no more. Now I've had my fun. If I don't get well, no more. Now my health is failing me, baby, and I'm going down slow. I said, write my mother and tell her that she put me in. And tell her the sheep I'm in. Tell her, says, pray for me and forgive me for my sin. On the next train south, look for my clothes on. On that very next train south, look for my clothes on. Now if you don't see my little body, mama, all you can do is moan. Thank you. This is all in my prayer. Mother, please don't worry. This is all in my prayer. Now your little son is gone, out in this old world somewhere.
In darkness, just as far as I can see, my road lies in darkness, just as far as I can see. I ain't got nobody come and see about me. Thank you. It's a long road. It don't seem to have no end. It's a long road. It don't seem to have no end. Just keep on rambling. See what's coming round the bend.
Charlie Muscle right there, normally on harmonica, but also there on guitar. My Road Lies in Darkness from the 1990 Alligator CD called Ace of Harps, there from Charlie Musselwhite. And we heard from Marie Adams, I'm going to play the honky tonks. Yeah, she's going to play all the high class and low class joints, even the honky tonks. That's from a two-disc set called Men Are Like Streetcars, Women Blues Singers. There she was, Marie Adams. Let's hear next from Mississippi John Hurt. But, you know, first I wanted to remind you, you can check out Couch Dancing. It's funky, deep, psychedelic electronic music and at Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoons from 3 to 5 and re-airing 1 to 3 on Fridays here on WRCT Pittsburgh. And, you know, the following is a message for those fortunate enough to care for the person who has always been their hero. Growing up, your hero is always there. They repaired your first broken heart. They took care of you when you got sick, and they sent you into each chapter of your life with advice and lessons that left you feeling ready to conquer the world. But the passing of time, the tables have turned, and your hero needs your help now more than ever. AARP is here to help you care for your hero. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by the American Association of Retired Persons and the Ad Council and WRCT. All right, as promised, Mississippi John Hurt, here he is. Let the mermaids flirt with me. Yeah, let the mermaids flirt with me. Mississippi John Hurt here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Sweetheart, I cannot find. The only thing I can call my own is trouble and a worried mind. When my earthly trials are over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker's bill, let the money work with me. Blues all in my body, my darling have forsaken me.
ever, ever see her face again. I have to swim across the sea. When mercy tries her over, cast my body out in the sea. Save all the undertaker's bill, let the mammy first be me.
I got a gal in Delhi. Got one down on the water coast. I got a gal in Delhi. I got one down on the water coast. Lord, I don't know which one them gals I love the most. They keep me worried and bothered. They keep me worried all the time. They keep me worried and bothered. They keep me worried all the time. Well, that gal down on the coast, she's about to make me lose my mind. Now the backwater has been dreadful. I wonder how is my baby getting along. Now the backwater has been dreadful. Wonder how is my baby getting along. Didn't get washed away. I hope nothing didn't go on wrong. Smoky Mountain look lonely out across the water. Don't this Smoky Mountain look lonely out across the water? Lord, I don't know which one of my gals I love the most.
Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. The road he ride him and he jumped a ditch. The rider he rode him and the pony did pitch. The pony, he felt a little bit shy, 'cause he's bitten by that blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. When I was down in Louisiana, I stayed a little while in Texarkana. Every once in a while, I felt a little bit shy, 'cause I was bitten by that blue-tailed fly. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Master's gone away. I was on my way to Sweetsport, Louisiana. Then I stopped out in Cassipana. And I felt a little bit shy, 'cause I was Tread up that blue tail fly. And Jimmy crack on and I don't care. And Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Martha's gone away. When I was driving along in my car, I would stop most anywhere. And once in a while I'd look up in the sky, cause I was bitten by that blue tail fly. And Jimmy crack on and I don't care. And Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Martha's gone away. Once in a while I do a little bit of dance, and some of the people come around and say, would you allow me a little chance? But every once in a while I'd feel a little bit shy, cause I was bitten by that blue tail fly. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Martha's gone away, yes. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Jimmy crack on and I don't care. Martha's gone away.
An old fable and tune there from Lead Belly, the Blue Tail Fly, from a best-of collection Purple Pyramid put out back in the year 2000 there from Lead Belly. Plus, we heard from Walter Davis from a collection of St. Louis Blues, Piano Blues, 21st Street Stomp is the name of the album. That was the West Coast Blues, though, from Walter Davis. Check out 8 Miles High, and when you touch down, you'll find that you're it's stranger than you known. Tune into 8 Miles High with Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m., plus, help protect your family from flu this season by taking three easy steps. First, get yourself and your family a flu shot. It's quick and easy and can protect you all season long. Second, take everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs like flu. Cover your cough, stay home from work or school if you're sick, and wash your hands often. Third, there are drugs that can treat flu illness. These work best when started early. Learn more at cdc.gov/fightflu. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Blind Willie McTell. Here he is, recorded by Alan Lobax back in the 1950s, 40s, thereabouts. This is Kill It Kid, Blind Willie McTell here on the Deep Blues Hour.
And my McDonald's, 6th Avenue. Women and men showing what they can do about Kill It Kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Out in the alley and in the streets, all the girls and boys you meet, you wanna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Yeah, kill it. Beat it now. Beat it on down. Sister Kate grabbed Brother Moore, shove a shimmy across the floor, you wanna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. But I'd like about 1:30, we gonna dance from now to sun. Kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Ain't got no water, ain't got no bar. Put out the light and call the Lord. We gonna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ain't another half a pint of gin. Then we go back, honey, we'll dance again. Throw your hands well high. Grab me, honey, and make me cry. We're gonna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. People come from miles around. Come in mind, I'm gonna bring them down. We're gonna kill it, kid. Oh, baby, let's kill it, kid. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody wants to kill it. Yeah, the gal from Eastern Maine. Why don't she kill that thing? She wanna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Mountaintop, hills, Florida, women, honey, Eagle Rock, you wanna kill it, kid. Oh, baby, let's kill it, kid. All these gals on 6th Avenue, showing the Georgia women what they can do about kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Yeah, yeah. Come on, gal, you can't be my boy. Just got back from Will's North. I wanna kill it, kid. Blow your hand and hold me tight. We gon' kill it the rest of the night. We wanna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Come on, let's go here on Wolfpack. That's when we're going to do that rag. You know, kill it, kid. Kill it in a Cadillac, kill it in a Ford. I about me. She can kill it on the run and the boys won't kill it. Have a mama let him kill it.
don't know what to do. Cause my heart, hearty papa treats me like he do. I rise in the morning, dress when the clock strikes four. Lord, 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 rise in the morning, dress when the clock strikes four. 5 o'clock I am washing and scrubbing somebody's floor. Every night when I'm finished and start my journey home, Lord, Lord, nights when I'm finished and start my journey home, I stop on the way and bring home some washing home.
Monette Moore from a disc called Roots of the Blues. So that's early pre-war blues, kind of jazzy as well. The Hard-Hearted Papa there from Monette Moore. Plus we heard from Stucky Pryor and Homesick James from their Big Bear recording sessions. That was Highway 51. All right, we're going to close out the show with some Brownie McGee and Sonny Terry and maybe some Buddy Guy as well. But first, here's Lorette Velvet. Yeah, what a name. This is Get Right Church from the release Going Down South. Lorette Velvet here on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I said, get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Church and let's go home. Well, I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home on the morning train. I'm going home. I'm going home. I'm going home on the morning train. You see, that evening train might be too late. Evening train might be too late. Thought I heard that church bell toll. Thought I heard that church bell toll. Oh, I thought I heard. Thought I heard. Thought I heard that church bell toll. Yeah, it told just like some folk been gone. Told just like some folk been gone. Told just like. Told just like. Back hearse and get your load. Back hearse and get your load. Back hearse. Back hearse. Back hearse and get your load. Well, you look way down that lonesome road. Look way down. let's go home. Get right, church, and let's go home. Get right, church. Get right, church. Get right, church, and let's go home.
It's raining, I know, baby, and you treat me so bad. It's raining, I know, baby, and you treat me so bad. It's the worst old feeling, woman, that I ever had. I got holes in my pocket, patches on my pants. I got holes in my pocket, great big patches on my pants. I'm behind in my house rent, and I owe it all in advance. You know, I feel like walking, and I feel like lying down. You know, I feel like walking, baby, and I feel like lying down. I feel like drinking, but there ain't no whiskey around. You hear that bell ringing? Don't you hear that whistle blow? Hear that bell ringing? You hear that whistle blow? I'm leaving you, baby, and I won't be back no more. Baby, baby, you brought it all on yourself. Baby, 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 you brought it all on yourself. I'm leaving you, woman. I don't want nobody else.
It's a lovely way to spend an evening. I'm going to do a little song. It's really not me, but sometimes people say that, and I kind of believe it. Even Sonny himself. I was born to evil, and I couldn't help that, so it's just evil-hearted me. Evil.
So doggone evil, don't care if the sun don't shine, I feel that killing you woman going on down the line. You know I'm evil, evil heart in me. I can't help it, I was born evil, evil as a man can be. I'm so doggone evil, I don't even love myself. I don't love the woman I've got, don't love nobody else, cause I'm evil, evil heart in me. I can't help it, I was born evil, evil as a man to be. My baby, she says good morning, she tries to make me feel glad. I tell her now, baby, no, you make me mad, cause I'm evil, evil heart in me. I can't help it, I was born evil, evil as a man can be. Yes, I got to play it now. My breakfast, she'll bring it right to my bed. I'll drink all of the coffee, throw the cup out of head, because I'm evil, evil heart in me. I can't help it, I was born evil, evil as a man.
Thank you. A year ago, I would not have predicted that this year's Super Bowl would become one of the cultural flashpoints of the MAGA right and of Republicanism and of what the right has become obsessed with, the conspiracy theories, every aspect of society seemingly touched by this year's Super Bowl. Now, I have to tell you, in particular, when the New England Patriots aren't in the Super Bowl, I don't really care that much about it. Oh, the commercials. It's one of the greatest corporate fleeces that has taken place is convincing people who don't like the football that they should watch anyway because of the commercials. I mean, it's the height of corporatism and commercial gobbledygook. And I just really don't care that much about it. Now, that being said, I watched some of the game yesterday. Eventually, when it went into overtime, I decided to go to bed, realizing, wait a second, I don't care about either of these teams. I'd rather go read and get some sleep. But what I woke up to this morning, learning, of course, that the Kansas City Chiefs won and that a pop star and voter registrant, a Taylor Swift, embraced Travis Kelce at midfield, and the way that the right wing has reacted has really been stunning. And I have to tell you, I think Joe Biden has handled this in exactly the right way. Goading the conspiracy theorists by putting out a tweet after the Kansas City Chiefs won that said, quote, just like we drew it up, the image is of Dark Brandon, which is, of course, Joe Biden with the red laser eyes and demonic red and the entire thing. So what is this all about and what is Joe Biden talking about? So there has been a growing movement on the right that believes that football and the Super Bowl are stage managed almost like WWE wrestling, that there's a script, that the script this year was for Taylor Swift to start a romantic relationship with a player, for them to, with the coordination with referees, make it to the Super Bowl, win, and for that to be the launch platform for Taylor Swift to endorse Joe Biden and see him ride to victory on the wings of Taylor Swift's endorsement in states that would otherwise be very close. Now, I sort of thought they were kidding with this entire thing, but looking at Twitter last night as the game was going on, just look at some of the replies to the tweet, the excretion that I put out last night. A lot of these people are very serious. This is all very, very real for them. And we are now unable to accept any reality other than the one that is, which is a lot of these people are genuinely nuts. I know it's not nice to say. They're disconnected from reality. The right-wing conspiracy media ecosystem has, it's not necessarily making people insane, but it's taken vulnerable people. It has stirred it all up with conspiracy theories and hostility towards others, and it has reversed everything. And here's what I mean by that. Football used to be the calling card of the right wing, the militaristic flyovers with jet fighters and the analogies to war and military between what happens off the field and also what happens around it. Color guards and flags and the national anthem and the corporatism, the Super Bowl and football were for so long the epitome of those right wing values. And now, because Colin Kaepernick kneeled and because Travis Kelce got a vaccine, I guess, and because Taylor Swift last time endorsed Biden, now football's bad. Football's woke. Oh, they've got helmets to try to prevent as much brain injury. These are sissies. Everything has been reversed. And it's yet another reminder that they don't really care about the substance. They care about ideology.